Irresponsible Behavior is comprised of three friends with three drastically different views on life and the world around us.
From social media to politics, video games to our favorite cereal, join the ride as we discuss with no certain detail the way we view hot topics.
Be warned, this show is raunchy, harsh on the ears, and might even bring you to tears, hopefully from laughing.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Irresponsible Behavior. Glad you're here again. You get to watch us, listen to us, enjoy us, or hate us, whatever it may be. I really hope you enjoyed the disclaimer. We're going to keep that going probably every episode because there's no telling where any of this is going to go. So just to reiterate, I apologize whoever's found this. I'm happy you're here. Cover your ears. Watch them as they cringe because I just rhymed and they fucking hate it when I rhyme. While you're here, make sure you check us out over on Twitter, Instagram. By now, we're probably on TikTok and everywhere else too. Our handle is Irresponsible PC. If you don't find us there, add an underscore at the end and you'll see my face or his face or his face or somebody's face. Yeah, that's it for me right there. So I'm just going to get this going, do a little bit of housekeeping, some life updates. Travis, you want to go first, bud?
I apologize now if all of that barking made it into the recording. I'm pretty sure it did.
I didn't even hear a bark. So nope. I mean,
you can't hear it. Oh my God. So just randomly in the video, my face gets real weird because there's a shit ton of barking right outside my door and I assumed it was making it into the thing. My bad.
Who is the stranger that just walked by?
You guys can see her too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Wait, I thought it was a real person. No. Damn, there she goes again. This is creepy, man. We need to get a seance in your house, man.
Wildest thing. She only shows up on camera. I've never seen her in person.
Wow.
She just runs in the background of shit. It's terrifying. Life updates. I got nothing. Slept great last night. We'll talk about that later.
Asshole.
It's not a new thing, but my mug makes me happy. So we'll talk about that if we need to. The unicorn says I'm fucking magical. I'm taking the spot of Rock's weird shenanigans after the space cat t-shirt, and now he's all toned down this week for some reason.
Oh, no, so, I'm not.
Magic mug. Is there something under that?
I feel like we're going to get a reveal.
I feel like we need a reveal.
Well, let's roll right into that with Rock's life update, then. I'm sure that's going to have something to do with this shirt.
All right. Life update.
I'm so excited.
I have to take more Tylenol to get up in the morning, which is absolutely fantastic.
Is that for your plantar fasciitis?
No, my plantar fasciitis is still real bad. You should see me walk in the morning, hunched over, hobbling, try to get in the shower. Don't really. It's pretty bad. I feel like I should. I'll give you a life update, but here's the nice shirt.
All right, so I'm going to describe it as he becomes undressed for our audio listeners here.
Hold on. Funny story before I take this off. I have to wear braces on my elbows now because I have tennis elbow in both of my arms. So it's really hard to do a lot of things. But
why are you falling apart?
So this shirt is...
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. Okay, so for our audio listeners, this is a white blouse with like a black cardigan over it.
Yeah, it's nice. Look at that.
Oh, it's a tank top blouse. Yeah. It's even better. Okay. Please come watch the YouTube video just for this.
Go. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Now put your arms straight in the air. Straight up higher. Higher. There we go. That's great. Now, it's like fluffy.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. Look at that.
I need you to put the hoodie back on.
Absolutely not. You wanted the shirt. This is what you're getting.
I regret my decision. Yeah.
Sorry, I had this weird mark on my arm. Was my arm brace, but I had to take that off. Actually, I'm probably gonna have to put it back on.
Odds you're old.
I know it hurts really bad.
We'll talk about this stuff later too.
Yeah,
100%, 100%. Well, quick life update for me while he puts his stupid ass brace back on.
We're good.
I got to mess with my laser engraver today, so that was really cool. I made some cool burns on like wood stuff, scrap wood.
Ooh, Wait, burns is in like the design or like insults?
No, like the, well, actually one of them is an insult, but I just burned it into the laser. But one is an insult that I really want to give to Rock, and he can carry it as his man card.
I don't have one.
Yeah, I'm going to give you one.
Oh,
I'm going to give you one.
Thank you.
Do you see what he's doing?
Now, I just want to point out the fact is for our listeners and the people, this has kind of become like a thing. The beautifully done sexy shirts that I wear has been going on since I was playing music when I was younger. So I'm just going to keep carrying that on in life. And they will, every show, there will be a new shirt. And I will not run out, even if I have to go buy more. I'm not running out of shirts.
And what he means by that is he goes to Goodwill every Thursday and gets it all on clearance.
Oh, this was not Goodwill. This was given to me.
Does Goodwill have clearance?
Yes, they do.
Not just like the whole store? No?
No, oh, okay. No. They have like clearance and then they have like sales, like yellow tag sales. That's when you get the good shit for crafting.
I apologize for my middle class privilege that I don't know.
That was like the most feminine thing I've ever heard Trevor say. They got the yellow tag sales for crafting.
I'm saying, like, if you want to come up with like a crazy outfit, you go on a yellow tag sale and you just get all sorts of shit and start like sewing it together. Never mind. I'm just gonna stop.
Remember to market your hate mail about gender roles and assignment to Rock.
Absolutely.
That was his statement that he made. So,
well, I want to make one quick correction to that though. All hate mail is addressed to Trav Daddy. None of it comes to us because he needs hate mail. We don't really care.
I do enjoy the hate mail.
Yeah,
I do enjoy. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, if you don't feel like sending it to Travis, you can send it to me because I.
I feel like we need to elaborate just a little bit on that, but please do right there.
Yeah, please send me your hate mail. I will become your best friend.
Oh, he's going to write you back. That's what he's saying.
Absolutely.
So my mission or my challenge to any listener that's hearing this right now is write as much as you can. And I will give you Rock's address just to send it all to him.
Oh,
so,
no. Not my personal address.
Okay. A P.O. box my or PO an email box. Address box. Or something. Yeah.
Thank you.
Or his actual address.
Or that too. I actually live in the back of a nursing home. This is not, I don't live in a house. I live in a nursing home.
I do believe he's within 6 months of being put in a home.
1,000%, yes. In 6 months, it'll just be me and Travis and Rock's picture because he's too old to do anything. Dear Lord. All right, guys. Well, let's just move right into our.
Wow, you're doing gracious. Really bad tonight.
It's a bad night, man. It's a bad night. But let's just move right on into our first topic, and I'm going to kick it off with. I'm going to keep this nice and tame, just so our listeners and viewers can get a little more information on us. So, Travis, two questions. Number one, what is a favorite place that you've vacationed?
All right, come back to me. I got to think on this. Come back to me.
The fact that you're struggling with the most tame question any of us have ever asked is ridiculous.
Look, I don't take vacations.
Oh, my goodness. Rock, what is the favorite place you've ever vacationed?
Favorite place? Favorite place I have ever vacationed was Daytona, Florida.
That tracks. You look like a Florida man.
Well,
and I mean that in the newspaper sense, but citizen of Florida sense.
Yes.
But I do have a good story for this vacation part of it. So when I was a teenager, me and my best friend and his father, which let me elaborate, his father loved me more than he loved him. So we all went down to Daytona to stay.
Do we want to know why he loved you more?
It's nothing sexual. It was nothing sexual. Nothing sexual. Okay. I never slept with his dad, but he just, you know, I was the ideal child, you know, helped around the house, stuff like that, you know, growing up.
So, I don't buy that for a minute, but no, proceed.
No, okay. That's fine. So we drove out there, had a good time, stayed at this lady's house. And, we actually got to buy a penthouse magazine at a gas station that was selling them to underage kids, which was pretty cool. First time I've ever seen a penthouse. They're a lot more aggressive than Playboy. And, but highly recommend if you guys have never seen a penthouse magazine. I know you got the PH and you've got the other fantastic websites. But I would highly recommend to check it out. So let me get to that story. So we were on the boardwalk and we met these two girls, which was fun, I guess. There was one that was very well built, very manly, nice woman. And her friend looked like the chick from, and I cannot think of her name. She was in Ghost Ship, and she was in ER. Have any of you guys know the movie Ghost Ship?
Yeah, what year did that movie come out, Grandpa?
I have no idea. It's going to bother me.
I remember when that one came out. That one's not that old. I just never watched it.
It was.
I don't know.
It was a good movie. So we ended up, you know, going on the boardwalk and everything and talking and having a good time. Well, this other girl that was interested in my friend really, really liked him and was very aggressive how interested she was. And he ended up getting dragged underneath the boardwalk and utterly destroyed by this girl. And he came back and it was like something like out of a movie. He was like, his shirt was stretched. He was like sweating and he was like, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened. And you know, it made me feel bad because you know, he was a good friend, but it was just, there's a lot more to this story, but I
feel like you felt bad. I feel like you looked at him and laughed your fucking ass off.
Also, how old were you in this?
Yeah.
16, 17?
Okay, so old enough to be on the boardwalk by yourself.
I was deeply concerned that he was going to say 12.
Well, exactly.
Well, his dad did not care. Like, really, he was out partying. Like, it was during bike week in Daytona. So
that would be a fun time to go to Daytona.
So here's some money, kids. Have fun. Just meet me at a bar at like 11 o'clock. Because it was late when we finally found him, he was in the car, slumped over with the keys on the ground, completely obliterated. And we had to drive him back. And he spit on the window while we were driving down the road. And he headbutted the glass and shattered it, and then screamed at us when we got back to the house that a bird hit the window and it was his head. But it was a lot of fun. There's a lot more to that story. He lost his he lost his teeth. My friend spit his teeth out and I caught him midair. That was pretty cool. He had false teeth because he ran into a brick wall in middle school.
Well, I would hope that they're false teeth if he spit them out.
Oh yeah, they just like midair, and I snatched them and like stuck them like in my pocket, and he covered his mouth, and I like pulled him over, and I was like, "Hey man, I need to talk to you." Because you know he's talking to this girl, and I had to put him back in his fucking mouth. But yeah, that's obviously, I find it more funny. You had to have been there. It's kind of one of those stories. So this story was actually pointless.
It really was. Really was.
Yeah. My understanding of how this goes is that is Rocky's favorite vacation spot because his friend got laid and then he had to drive his friend's drunk dad home. I also appreciate that you used what we can only assume to be his real name.
Oh, yeah. But
no censorship. He's going to stumble across this one day and be like, what the fuck, Rocky?
I don't care. But, I mean, it was pretty funny. But, yeah, there we go. Okay.
So, mine, while we're waiting on Travis to figure his out, mine isn't that wild. My favorite vacation is in Florida as well. It was in Panama City. A totally different reason. It's where I got married, so it's kind of become my favorite spot. My second favorite vacation was probably Gatlinburg. I say that because I've been with numerous friends, numerous family members. It's very close to where I'm at, where I live at, so it's not too hard to get there. It's where I got to hang out with Travis at. I was supposed to hang out with Rocky.
Which instance of Gatlinburg is your favorite?
That's a tie.
No, it's not. It's not a tie. Don't cop out.
It is a tie.
You ride the fence every time. You just get pancakes from sitting on fence posts all fucking day.
Friend-wise, my favorite time in Gatlinburg was when Travis and his fiance came and my buddy Matt came up there and my wife, we all went and had a great time. Family-wise, there's been too many times with family to count. I mean, it's hard to even narrow like one down. Sure. Side note, for this trip in Gatlinburg with Travis, when he was there, Rocky was supposed to be there too, but he bailed on us on like the last 2 weeks. So
That's true. That's true. If you listen to last week, that was about the same time he abandoned us for other friends. This is all the same time period.
There you go. Just the eye roll is so satisfactory.
We're over it, but I like the facial expression.
Exactly. So those are my favorite places to vacation. All right, Travis, you've had time to think. You've circled back. You had a mic issue. We had to pause and wait for your ass. What is your favorite vacation?
Apologize for the weird hard edit there as my mic died in the middle of Trevor's story. I guess Gatlinburg almost by default. Like, I haven't done much.
How are you going to say by default? You can't even like talk it up. And it's just like, I guess Gatlinburg.
No, yeah. Gatlinburg's all I got. And God forbid I inflate your ego by saying it had anything to do with you. So,
goodness gracious, brother. Did he freeze? He did freeze. That was weird.
I know. He's been freezing. Oh, yeah. It's been real bad.
Oh,
that was creepy.
Excellent.
All right. So, the second part of this vacation, I want to run through it super fast just because this topic's going a little long. So, I'll start it. We'll go me, Travis, Rocky, real quick, and then we'll move into section two. The second part of my question, what is your dream vacation? Mine is Rome. I really want to go to Rome, and we can talk about that next time. But Travis, what's yours?
Germany.
Germany. That makes sense. I'm not even going to talk about that right now. For our audio only listeners, he is blonde haired, blue eyed, and he wants to go to Germany. Rocky, what is your dream vacation?
Anywhere in Russia.
Russia. Okay. Yeah. So you guys are weird. Like, cool. Awesome. All right, guys, this is topic number two for us. This isn't really a topic. This is something that Rock has really, really wanted to do.
I hate this idea.
So I'm going to hand the keys to him. I know when it's supposed to end, and I'll pull the plug on it as soon as I can, I promise. But this is Rocky's inappropriate questions. Take the lead, sir.
Now, as a disclaimer, if you guys do not like extremely vulgar and inappropriate questions, I would recommend shutting this off and then coming back in probably 5 minutes, maybe a little longer. I don't know.
Skip ahead to
Trevor's family. I do apologize. Not really, but I feel like he needs to apologize too. These are some pretty unique questions. I worked on this last night. So I will start off with my favorite segment so far. And because I actually did something funny, this is Rocky's Inappropriate Questions starring Medic and Trevor. And so question number
just
one.
Use my name one time.
Travis.
Okay. Close enough.
Okay.
Never again.
All right. Question one. This is as a whole. As a whole. You ever been pegged?
I'm going to answer first and say no.
No.
Sub question. Two.
That's still a no.
No.
Really?
Look, floats your boat, man, but that's not the way my door swings.
All right, moving on. Okay, we're done with this. We're moving on. If you were a woman for one day, what would you do? One whole day. And everybody knew you're a woman. No one's like, oh my God, that's Medic and Trevor. They used to be a dude. You were a woman for one whole day.
I'd belong to the streets.
Oh my God.
That was the answer I wanted.
Yep, nope, that's it.
Did you imagine?
If I was a woman, I wouldn't give you a chance in hell. You have plantar fasciitis and an elbow brace.
Dude.
Bilateral tennis elbow.
Dude, I can still destroy after a couple ibuprofen and a mimosa.
Travis, what would you do?
Go ahead.
What?
If you were a woman for the day, what would you do?
Oh, yeah, you never answered.
Work the same job for 70% of the pay.
Oof. Will you...
I'm going political.
Absolutely not. This is supposed to be fun. You are not going on that side of the spectrum. Change your answer.
He's got a brain to change it.
I'm gonna be so mad. Okay.
I apologize for that.
I don't. I'm bringing attention to a real problem in our country right now, and you're welcome.
Get off your white horse. All right, what's your other answer?
Let's go ahead and move on, since I'm not even going to let him answer that. Absolutely not. Have you ever been walked in on during sex?
Ever so many of you. No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that I can recall, no.
Doors have locks, Rock.
And that actually concludes my little segment of Rocky's Inappropriate Questions. So thank you for joining.
Thank God.
Dear Lord, that was horrible. So, coming right off that, let's hop into topic number three. And I'm gonna pose a question, and I just want him to answer it. You know, like, why, Travis, should you actually be the grandpa of the group?
I shouldn't. And I know where we're getting this. And for backstory here, we record these ahead of time. That feels pretty common knowledge, common practice for this type of thing. We record these ahead of time, obviously. And last night we had planned to record an episode, and I may or may not have started a movie with the family, and then, as dads do, fell asleep. And then these dumbasses stayed up till midnight waiting on me to respond. And yeah, I am putting that on you because...
Well, okay, so if you're going to put that on me or on us, I'll say the reason we had to do this is so we were doing a split recording. That way we can play, because we all have very different schedules at work.
Yeah.
So we agreed to do a split recording because we're going to have a week coming up where we can't record. We need to do two episodes. So we're like, okay, let's record right after work and then spend time with our respective families and then hop back on and record another episode and we'd be good. But instead, we're sitting there waiting because this was to accommodate Travis mainly because he has kids at the house right now. Yeah. And we had to wait till after they go to bed to stay on longer. And this man still chose to fall asleep, ignored our messages, ignored my Snapchat, ignored my phone call.
Did not choose to fall asleep.
It doesn't matter if you chose to. It still happened. So I'm saying you ignored me.
I'm going to argue, though, that I still cannot be forced the title of grandpa when this man has bilateral tennis elbow, plantar fasciitis, has to take ibuprofen every day.
Listen,
there are reasons.
Listen.
I just happen to need sleep.
And aspirin.
And aspirin. You can't forget the aspirin.
But listen,
can't
here.
Forget the aspirin.
I'm almost 40 years old. And I had no problem staying up waiting for you last night because it was, hey man, 8 or 9. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, I thought it was going to be like midnight, and you're like, oh, that's cool, man. That will give me some extra time. And then
we'll aim for 10 to 11.
Yeah. And then
I didn't make it to 10 or 11.
Yeah. Fuck it. We're just not even going to answer and just ignore everybody and try.
Is it still ignoring if I'm unconscious?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Because, you know, I talked to my wife about this. I was like, you know, if I knew we were planning on something, I would have done one of two things. One, I would have set an alarm on my phone if I thought I might fall asleep. Two, I would at the very least, since both of them have my phone number, I would have made sure my phone was on loud. That way, if I did fall asleep, they could call me until I woke up. And absolutely. I'm like, no, Travis is just like, no, I'm going on silent and I'm just ghosting.
First off,
bye.
Fuck them.
I'm always on silent all the time.
Oh, without man. That's like suspicious. Do we need to talk about that? Why do you feel the need to always be on silent?
This comes with alarms.
I don't like the noises that my phone makes.
Okay.
That's the full extent.
You know, you can customize your phone noises.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, and I do by turning them off. That's my customization of the phone where I turn them off. That's all.
Fair enough.
Both of your ideas of like turn it on loud in case so they can call me or set alarms in case, both of those require the forethought that, hey, I might fall asleep.
I have
that forethought is always in your head because you're a dad. You could fall asleep at any time.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I know I'm not.
I'm saying
I'm always right. I'm always right.
No, you're not.
I was asleep. No, that, again, that's my line.
No, you can't prove that it's your line because so far, everything that I've claimed to be right on in this podcast, I've been right on. So I'm always right.
That's fair. That's fair enough.
This is not a podcast. This is trash talk. There's a difference.
No, you're still wrong.
The podcast, this thing is about nothing.
Exactly.
This is just a giant, one giant shit post.
We haven't,
that's all it is.
We haven't posted that's anything fair. like net worthy. We're just trash.
To be fair,
do you know who my favorite comedian is?
There's a right answer to this question.
Favorite comedian on the planet. And there's a lot of comedians out there that I do not find funny. Like, not
Dave
at all.
Dave Chappelle.
Absolutely not. Not even a little bit.
I took my stab.
Jimmy Carr is hands down the best comedian I have ever seen. And he's the only one that's actually made me laugh till I cried. Because that man is a god of comic, just dark humor, just the best. And if it's not fucked up, I don't laugh at it. But he is like, he has made me went like, oh shit. Amazing.
So same here. So I Googled him real fast, and like the first thing it pulls up is from, once again, not sponsored, but from theguardian.com. It says Jimmy Carr on booze, taxes, and being a virgin at 26.
See? He is amazing. He did, okay. he did, and I know this is a very hot topic, but he's one of the comedians that I know that actually made a pedophile joke, and it was pretty funny. But it's the dark humor. I know that we're not supposed to like talk about this stuff, and you, Trevor, you can edit this out or not. It's your choice. But the darker it is, because us as society now, if people are not getting hurt or getting fucked up, it's not funny. It's really not. I mean, some political jokes, like the boomers and stuff like that are finding
you are
stuff
a
like
boomer.
That fun. No, I'm not. I'm a millennial.
You're a boomer.
No,
you
I'm
can't
not.
Convince
an elder millennial.
You can't convince me otherwise. You're a boomer.
1985. I am not a boomer. Yeah.
Boomer.
Nope. That is nope. I'm a millennial.
No, you can't.
At best, he's Gen X. There's a whole gap between millennial and boomer.
No, I'm not.
No,
Gen.
He's a boomer.
I'm a millennial.
You can't convince me otherwise.
That's
you're
fine.
A boomer.
All right, I'll give you that. I'm not a boomer, but
by
whatever.
Trevor's logic, he's Gen Z and sucking Tide Pod somewhere.
It's yeah, fine. Exactly.
No,
he's
no,
like,
no,
oh
no,
man,
no.
Mom must have bought some candy and left it in the laundry room.
Right. Yeah, totally.
It's his aunt. It's not his mom's house. It's his
I live by myself. Well, with my wife, but we live by ourselves.
Oh, his you mean his roommate that he creepily calls his wife.
I'm married.
Yeah, I could, you know, I could go to the dollar store and buy one too.
You did. Look, it's on your hand.
I know. I'm that my wife is a dude.
A dough, okay.
A dough, okay.
I mean, whatever floats your boat, bro.
A dough, okay.
Really? The one thing you can harp on is going to be my damn accent.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It's real bad.
Yeah. Oh, can you let everyone hear your actual accent for a minute?
Go ahead.
It's okay, buddy.
Let me hear it, Trevor. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Irresponsible Behavior. This is Trevor just kicking boots.
That was close enough. That'll work. That'll do it.
There you go.
It's not that bad. It's just I have a lot more of a twang whenever I let it go, and I don't like it very much, so I don't do it very often.
That's pretty
I don't funny. Like it very much.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, quick story as to why I hide my accent is when I was in second grade, my family moved from Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, to California, Southern California. I was made fun of harshly for my accent. I learned how to disguise it. This is the voice that came out of it, and it's what stuck with me when I moved back. But when I have a lot of liquid courage in me, or if I get mad or start laughing or get excited, you know, anything along those lines, my accent comes out a little heavier.
It is
what it is.
I would like to hear it like during sex. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, that don't happen, bro.
There's almost got to be a really loud yee yee.
Yeah, yeah.
Right at.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh. Well, guys, I'm just gonna go ahead and wrap her up right there. I appreciate you all for fighting through this episode with us. It was fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check us out over on Twitter at IrresponsiblePC, on Instagram at IrresponsiblePC _ because we're fancy and we needed an underscore in there.
Just someone else already took our name.
Yeah, that too. So until next week, guys, I hope you stick around. I hope I see you again. I love your faces. Catch us on YouTube, podcast services everywhere. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord sent you. Bye.
Bye.